fate. As part of my course at Spurgeon's, I have to give a 5 or 10 minute talk, so that's why I'm here. Mike, can you just put the last verse of that song back up for me? The last verse. Fill me, O Lord, with thy desire for all who know not thee. Then touch my lips with holy fire to speak of Calvary. I love that song. I've never heard it before, and I didn't know Peter was going to choose it tonight. But what I'm supposed to be talking to you about tonight is mission. So it is speaking of Jesus. You know, how is it that we go out and speak of Jesus? And what I need to introduce you to, if you haven't heard of it before, is something called Missio Dei. Has anyone heard of that? Mike? No? Okay. It's an old Latin phrase, obviously, that you don't need to remember. But the idea is an important one when we think about the work of the church. And it also ties in with what Mike said this morning about God working through us. The words Missio Dei literally mean the mission or sending of God. Now, we all know that God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Son, the Father and Son sent the Spirit, and together the Father, Son, and Spirit send the Church. Sending is part of the nature of God. But the key idea of Missio Dei is that it is the Church who is sent, not the Church doing the sending. The mission is God's mission, not ours. So what is God's mission? There's two views. There's a Christocentric view, which is that mission is God's evangelizing work through the Church. The second is called a cosmocentric view, that it's God's activity in all the world, his rule over the whole of creation. And there's, of course, views that combine the two, accepting that evangelism and social action go hand in hand as the Church shows God's love for the world. But what do you think of when you think of mission? Many years ago, it would have been people going off to other parts of the world who hadn't heard of Jesus. The Great Commission to go and make disciples in unreached lands. But unfortunately, that was often followed in less than perfect ways. If you look at the history of the Church, some of it isn't quite what we would have wanted. And even now, as the Church and we as individuals try to reach our communities, we often try to do it in our own strength. Going back to what Mike said this morning, we work from the tree of knowledge. We work from the human perspective rather than the tree of life, allowing God to work through us. How much of the way we do things is from our culture or our tradition rather than from God? How often do we do church-centered mission rather than God-centered mission? How often does our mission revolve around what we're comfortable with, around our church activities, around what we're happy doing, rather than around what God is doing? What would you do if a mission opportunity opened up on a Sunday morning or on a Wednesday evening so that you couldn't come to church if you wanted to reach out to people in a specific group? Would you choose mission over church or church over mission? We are all led by God. Missio Dei is not about the church. It's about God and what he's doing. And we're privileged to be allowed to be a part of it. He has different people, different plans for different people within his mission. But if we start to put our agenda on it, our goals, our targets, our techniques, then we find that mission starts to revolve around the church rather than around God. If we're focused on God, on his compassion and his love for creation, rather than focusing on this group and this building, then we're invited to partner with God in his mission rather than asking him to bless ours. And considering that God is sovereign, that unless God builds the house, its builders labour in vain, it would seem to be a better idea to do what he's doing. A couple of quotes for you. It's not the church that has a mission of salvation to fulfil in the world. It's the mission of the Son and the Spirit through the Father that includes the church. And that's from a gentleman called Jürgen Moltmann. And another gentleman called Darrell Guder. Mission is the result of God's initiative, rooted in God's purposes to restore and heal creation. Mission means sending, and it's a central biblical theme describing the purpose of God's action in human history. The Church of Jesus Christ is not the purpose or goal of the gospel, but rather its instrument and witness. It's also important to say that God's mission goes far beyond the church. We can be part of God's mission in our homes, our workplaces, our social groups. We can be part of God's mission in the shops or on the bus. Mission is not something that the church does or individuals do. It's what God does. Jesus said in John 20, verse 21, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Are we going in our own strength to do what we think is right? Or are we going in God's strength to join him what he's already doing? Thank you.